the loudest thing Cut Day said about Isaiah. Likely is what the roster looks like around him. The initial 53 the Giants announced Sunday carries four tight ends, likely Theo Johnson, Chris Manhertz, and Thomas Fedone, plus 300-pound fullback Patrick Ricard, against just five wide receivers, per the team's official release. Matt Sidney at G-Men HQ read the shape as a Baltimore-flavored identity statement from the first Harbaugh roster in New York. Josiah DeGuara was terminated in Saturday's wave of early cuts, per the team's release, and Theo Johnson's shoulder resolved without drama. His shoulder was what was hurt, Harbaugh said, adding that he'll be ready, per Kevin Hickey at Giants Wire. What the week did not say is anything about usage. No likely line surfaced in any finale coverage we could reach. Most starters sat Friday's 23-6 win over the Jets per Sidney, and no practice usage reporting on the week's sessions reached us either. Last week's watch item asked whether Likely would draw targets Friday and whether the dart connection would survive Malik Nabers' return to teamwork. The honest answer is that the window produced no usage evidence at all, in either direction. Nabers did take the first contact drills of his rehab during the week, per Patricia Traina at Giants on SI, so the target pool squeeze the last episode described is closer, not arrived. Back in June, our preview doubted a likely breakout on volume grounds. Four Baltimore seasons of 3 to 4 targets a game, and target volume is the stickiest identity a tight end carries. August argued back with joint practice catches, then went quiet. Three preseason games now with the live target count blank. A four tight end roster is a personnel signal that the position matters here. It is not a target guarantee, and the volume skepticism stands untested rather than contradicted. We'll check in again when actual targets are on the board. Data via NFL Verse.